Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punchbowl News. It's Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, where things stand on the debt limit negotiations. Number two, why banning TikTok might be harder than you think. And number three, what the NCAA wants when it comes to athletes earning money while playing college sports. All right, let's get into it. Top of mind, of course, for everybody here in Washington is what is actually happening or not happening when it comes to the debt limit and negotiations between Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the White House. And it's not pretty right now. Right now, we mean there have been no direct contact between the White House and Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the debt limit since February 1st. That means McCarthy hasn't spoken to President Joe Biden, new White House Chief of Staff Jeff Zients, or any other senior aide on the issue. He also hasn't heard from Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen either. Now, of course, Biden and McCarthy did publicly exchange letters on Tuesday regarding the debt limit, but that was little more than press releases from either side. Over the next few weeks, we expect McCarthy to ratchet up his rhetoric on the debt limit. He's trying to jumpstart into the negotiations. Unclear if this tactic is going to work. The White House and senior Democratic lawmakers are pretty certain they can beat Republicans down and force them to pass a clean debt limit hike. Now let's talk about some of the dynamics that you should be aware of as we see whether or not both sides' negotiating tactics work. Number one, McCarthy is considering having the House pass a short-term debt limit increase, just a few months long, with some modest budgetary savings provisions attached. The move, in House Republican leadership's view, would put the ball in Senate Democrats' court. If this works, a default on the federal government's $31.4 trillion debt would be avoided, and Republicans could still keep the pressure on Democrats for a permanent solution. House GOP leaders also believe they'll need to lift the debt limit by June, just 6 weeks after Congress returns from this upcoming recess. The second dynamic to be aware of. House Republicans are exceedingly unlikely to pass a fiscal year 2024 budget resolution before the Treasury Department hits the default deadline. We scooped this in the midday edition Tuesday. GOP leadership is concerned that any fight over the budget resolution would be a distraction from the need to pass a debt limit increase. Of course, McCarthy may not be able to pass a budget resolution anyway, and Republicans have hammered Democrats for not passing a budget in the past, including last year. But who said members of Congress are consistent? The third dynamic to watch, House Financial Services Chairman Patrick McHenry delivered a McCarthy-approved message on the debt limit yesterday during a Punchbowl News event. The Republican from North Carolina, a top leadership ally who can also cut deals with Democrats, told us this about the debt limit. He said, quote, "I don't see how we get there. And this is a marked change from where I've been. I don't even see a path to a debt ceiling agreement." So how should you read this? This is McHenry trying to shock the political system a little bit. Then there's the fourth dynamic to think about. Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell will be in the Capitol today to talk to the Republican Study Committee. The RSC is the House Republicans' largest caucus. We'll be very curious if he talks about the debt limit. Powell has been firm that Congress needs to raise the debt limit in a timely manner. All right, let's move on to the number two story of the morning. We've got a reality check here on TikTok. It has been a week since TikTok CEO testified before Congress, igniting what appeared to be a groundswell of support among lawmakers for banning the popular social platform. However, the reality is much murkier. Senate Republican from Missouri Josh Hawley is likely to try and fail later today to unanimously pass a bill to ban the app from operating in the United States. A separate bipartisan White House-backed bill to crack down on foreign tech threats is getting hammered by the right, and at least in the Senate, party leaders aren't committing to anything just yet. At the same time, few lawmakers are willing to stick their necks out to defend TikTok either. But that's what will be required if and when a senator objects today to Hawley's proposal to immediately ban the app. Not even Senator Bernie Sanders would align himself with progressives in the House who have been urging caution when it comes to targeting TikTok. Here's what Sanders told us when we asked him if he favors a ban. I think there are very, very legitimate concerns about what social media is doing to the mental health of Americans. It's not just TikTok, it's across the board, Sanders said. So this gets at the conundrum for Congress when it comes to banning TikTok. Lawmakers talk about how bad they think TikTok is, but very few are willing to take the political hit for banning an app that 150 million Americans use. Then there's Senator Marco Rubio. The Florida Republican has been actively making the case to ban TikTok for months, and he feels vindicated after last week's debacle of a hearing. But he's under no illusions that it will be easy. Look, banning a company is a pretty dramatic step, Rubio told us. So I think we owe people more than just TikTok is bad, trust me. Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, stands alone on the issue among Republicans, telling Fox News on Tuesday that he opposes banning the app over First Amendment considerations. Paul will likely be the objector on the floor to Hawley's bill. This just shows you how difficult banning TikTok is, how kind of the cross currents of the politics on this issue are trending right now. And again, something we are going to be watching in the days and weeks to come. Let's move on to the number three story of the morning, the issue du jour, what NCAA President Charlie Baker wants Congress to do on NIL. The House Energy and Commerce Committee will hold a hearing today on name, image, and likeness, the NCAA standard that allows athletes to earn money while playing college sports. NIL is a huge issue in college athletics, and it's getting plenty of attention this week with the Final Four kicking off Saturday in Houston. Jake Sherman is not here with me this morning, but I would be remiss if I did not channel him and say, go UConn Huskies. Now back to the news. The ability for college athletes to get paid while they compete has changed the landscape, certainly, of amateur athletics. Yet as of now, the NIL landscape is the Wild West in many ways. Athletes have just started to earn money, and universities are grappling with setting up programs and instituting standards. Baker tells us he's not going to be testifying at the ENC hearing today, but he expects to in the future. And he has been really going up to Congress quite a bit, making the NCAA's position on this issue known. He said that he's gotten an enormous amount of incoming from Capitol Hill. His top issue when it comes to the NIL space is to have Congress pass a law to create transparency in the contracting process. Baker told us that he wants lawmakers to institute a uniform standard contract for student athletes to use when they sign an NIL deal, not dissimilar from a mortgage contract. He also said he wants a public registry of all NIL agreements to shine light on what players are making across the country. Baker said this would benefit student athletes and their families to ensure they are getting the money they deserve and corporations so they don't overpay. Of course, it takes a lot of pressure to convince Congress to act on anything, but the NIL market is huge, as is college athletics. So we're going to be keeping an eye on this going forward. With that, thanks so much for listening. We really appreciate it. If you like The Daily Punch, please talk about us on social media. It's the best way for folks to find out about us. If you want to go a little deeper, subscribe to our free morning newsletter at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.